On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will host Nebraska-Omaha tonight. Goalie Dan Bakla got the overtime win at Lake State with us. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Overtime comes, skirmish in front of the net. I'll admit I haven't seen a replay of it yet, but it naked eye looked like you were starting to lose your stick as that puck was coming in. What exactly happened?
Well, the pass came out in front, and he shot it, hit me in the shoulder, and the rebound kind of started going to the right of me, and almost looked like it was going inside to drop my stick and kind of bat it away.
Completely reactionary, no time to think in that situation, is there?
Nah, I don't even remember what happened.
There's been a little bit of a three-way race here for who gets to play each night. In your mind, what's it take to get the nod?
Practice. Whoever's playing the best in practice, and you got to go with what's hot, and you got to trust the coach's decision in helping out this team winning.
As a goalie, is it hard to play on Friday and get the win and then not even dress on Saturday?
Well, you want to play every game. It's tough for everybody if you don't get to play every game, but I mean, it's really early in the season, and we're just battling our way through.
Offensively, you guys have certainly struggled at times getting shots from the other end of the ice. What have you noticed about this team that, you know, granted you're getting out shot, but offense is certainly picking up, not necessarily enough, but they're picking up a little bit anyway.
We're getting some lucky bounces, and guys are driving the net a little harder this year. Everyone's trying to get in there, and a lot of the goals that we've scored lately have been, like, in the crease. So it's always nice to see guys scoring, not just everybody.
What's the difference in mentality of a non-conference game as opposed to a league game, especially against Omaha? You know that you guys had a lot of success against them last year, and they didn't really like it.
Yeah, well, the non-conference games, they haven't lost very many, and it's always nice for the pairwise rankings to kind of take over and beat them in their place and just get a couple points. And coming back home here, it's the same thing. We need to establish a strong home presence, and that's hopefully we can continue that for Michigan Tech.
Have you guys ever had, or have you personally ever had this difficult of an early schedule where you're on the road against really, really good teams like this?
I've never had anything like that. And the long road trips do take a toll on you, but it's nice to get that couple weeks rest here, sit at home, getting the games in, and then having Thanksgiving off.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.